All right, bear with me. I know this does not make sense, and to be fair, I'm not the best person at speaking or articulating a thought, but I found this information from scientists, and I said, wait a minute, could this be true? A new study found that listening to sad music when you're depressed can make you feel happier. Let me repeat. Listening to sad music when you're kind of down in the dumps, they're saying, will actually make you feel happier.
How is that possible?
Okay, let me see if I can find out any more in this research right here. The researchers think, Alex, it's because uplifting music is just irritating when you're feeling sad.
Well, that's true.
But that doesn't, okay, I get that that does make sense. It's irritating, but I still, that's all the information I have right there.
I mean, think about the emo people.
Well, also, you have to think that if you're sad and you're listening to happy music, it's kind of just like you're trying to suppress your feelings and forget about them. And suppressing your feelings and repressing your feelings is never good and never turns out well. Let yourself feel.
That's true.
So, that being said, let's go around the room here. And if you want, 833-JOE-ALEX or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I know we got some DMs already about this. What sad song do you listen to? Maybe it's going to make us feel better. That's the goal right here. So, Alex, do you have any songs that you can kind of share with us that maybe they're sad, but you know, it might work for us?
Yes. Yeah, so, since I was in middle school, my sad song of choice has been Counting Crows' Colorblind.
I am ready. I am ready. I am ready, I am. Taffy stuck, tongue tied.
I would play this song on my headphones, on my giant thick iPod, and I would lay on the floor of my bedroom, just lay there in the dark. I would turn off all the lights, and I would just listen to this and cry.
Really?
Because everything I do is so extra.
Unhinged. You are not well.
But this is good.
Feeling the music. Yes. I do that when I really like albums or songs. I also did that with the entire Rush of Blood to the Head album by Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, every Taylor Swift album.
Oh, of course.
But I do that a lot. I'll like turn off the lights and I'll just like sit there and close my eyes and lay down and soak it up.
I absolutely adore that song. And when I used to dance, I was like picking that song for my solo.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
But then I decided not to, because like I might actually would start crying.
I could see you up there live like
Well, that song reminds a lot of people also of Cruel Intentions,
yes,
which I brought this up last night. I was with some girlfriends, and no one that I was with had ever seen Cruel Intentions, and I was very offended by that. Mm-mm. Great soundtrack, amazing movie. It's one of the best movies ever, so you need to look that up. I think, at least it was a little bit ago, it might be on Netflix.
Pork Chop, my favorite movie. Do you have a song that might be sad that maybe can help us? Because these sad songs, if you listen to them, they say it might make you feel happier.
I've got two quick ones. The first one is going to be the band Perry, If I Die Young.
Oh, this is a sad one.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
This song never seems sad to me.
Oh, it is.
I always think it's kind of like peppy. I never thought of that song as sad.
If I die young.
But the beat, the tempo isn't sad.
That is very bizarre that you don't find
the
that
the lyrics
sad.
Are weirdly dark, but but the beat isn't.
Other than that, it's not sad.
But it is a good song.
To me is because Chase's friend passed away and they played that at his funeral.
Yeah, there you go. A personal connection.
Were they trying to make people like depressed?
I don't know. I mean, if you Google the lyrics and read them, like, you'll see.
They might as well just like hand you all out a depression prescription. Oh. Jeez. Oh my God.
Hey, we're not judging this morning.
That is like rubbing salt in the wound to play that at a young person's funeral.
Yeah. I've got one more quick one. This one does make me cry, and it has made me cry because, you know, Chase and I have been dating for 7 years, and we picked This Is Gonna Be Like Our Wedding Dance song.
Oh, so you guys are gonna get married?
Well, yeah.
Are you guys going to get engaged anytime soon?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's see first.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up.
Not necessarily a sad song,
no,
but it makes me cry.
Cute.
I don't know, because we did at his brother's wedding. Like, I was actually DJing it, so I put that song on, and then me and Chase danced to it, and It was cute.
Oh my gosh, don't start crying right now, please. I do like that song. I have a funny story. I was writing like a senior retreat letter to my friend, and that's when you like get like emotional or whatever. And we had like not been friends for 2 years and just started to be friends. And I like wrote some of the lyrics in there thinking that it was about a friendship. And then I watched the music video and it's not about a friendship. It's about like lovers.
Oh,
and I
was that's
like,
awkward.
That wasn't a great move by me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was bad. We're getting a ton of Instagram responses. Mutter Trucker says, whiskey lullaby.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That is a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me pull that one up right here. While the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. Here we go. La, 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 la. Oh, it's getting me now. La, 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 la. Dang it.
Alex can sing?
Wow.
What the heck?
I could sing along. But I can't
I didn't even
solo
hear her.
Sing.
She was right on tune with it.
I didn't hear it. I'm mad.
Yeah, you didn't hear it because it was so on tune with it.
Allison Krauss, also one of my dream Taylor Swift collaborators. I would love for Allison Krauss and Taylor Swift to do a song together, like a country style song. She is one of my favorite voices ever.
We had a ton of people on our Instagram also say the song All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So okay. Good.
Man, we got some tears up in here. Okay, this is a song I remember, and not to bum you down, because it was a sad event. That's why it's probably tied to it. Because normally this is not a sad song.
I know exactly what song you're going to play.
Which one?
The one with the 9/11. Like,
oh, no, where
happened.
Are you in the world? No, that's, Alan geez. Jackson. That's no, not that, but it involves death. One of our good friends, nobody saw it coming. He was just friends with everybody, whether you were a jock, nerd, anywhere. My buddy Brandon in school, his girlfriend dumped him a week before he graduated, and he killed himself. He hung himself.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And not to
so
bring the
tragic.
Mood down, but this song, he loved, like, everybody, it was just a popular song, too, but they played this because it was his favorite song. He loved Bone Thugs at his funeral, and damn, I'm getting, like, the arm hair on me of standing up right now. This song just kicks my butt.
I have goosebumps. That is so sad. So sad.
Now can I bring up one more sad thing right here?
Yeah, gosh.
I'm sorry, but I'm thinking this is good because we're so damn sad. If we can bring your level down this much, think how good the rest of the day is going to be.
Yeah,
okay.
This is going to be the pit of your day. Just think of that.
All right, let me get right into it. This one right here is for me, and it's Brad Paisley, When I Get Where I'm Going.
I don't know this.
I don't know this either.
I'm going to play it. This is probably the longest clip we'll play. And I heard the song for the first time after my dad passed away like 11 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And damn, I'm telling you, if you got one person that you believe in heaven and you want to meet one day, think of them right now. I'm crying right now before I even hit play.
Gonna walk with my granddaddy. And he'll match me step for step.
Ah, Joe, this song.
And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since
Joe's walking
he
out. Joe, why are you walking out?
Then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
I'm legit like crying now. Like, holy crap. Like, can we get video of this? Somebody get a video of me and Liv?
This is so interesting.
I think I would cry, but like it just reminds me of my dad because I miss him so much. I mean, that song is just so damn sad.
You said like think of someone when you go to heaven, like who you would want to see. So I thought of my grandpa, and then he said granddaddy, like the first word, and I was like, ah!
I'm sorry. I really hope this works. Otherwise, it's gonna suck if you're sad all weekend long. Let's see here. Do we have any more music? Anything else? Oh. If not, I can get some phone calls right here. 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539.
Someone on Instagram said True Colors from the Trolls movie.
Okay. I don't think
I've
seen
that. Are
you
8 years old? Is that who suggested
this?
This
person was like well into her 20s. And she's like, it's so embarrassing.
Crystal's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Crystal?
Hi.
Sorry if I'm making you cry this morning. This is trying to make everybody feel better. I'm telling you, it is. What song is it for you? You hear it and you're like, that's really sad.
Well, recently the Be All Right song, that has really been helping me out. I listen to so many sad songs because it just expresses how I feel at the moment, and then I feel better.
What's the Be All Right song? Who sings it?
I think it's Dean Lewis. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, we play that song. Yeah, we play that.
Yeah.
Like, every little thing is going to be all right.
I don't think that's a song.
No, it's that new song.
It's like,
it's this one.
Found out his girlfriend was cheating, and then his friends are like, oh, don't text her. It'll be all right.
Alex, you hate this song.
I actually do hate this song.
Oh, I hate this song, too. This song makes you cry. There's too much.
No, it doesn't make me cry. It just...
You feel bad for the guy. You feel bad. Exactly.
Okay. People always joke, like, I'm crying in the club right now. Like, this is you to this, because this is like a club song.
Yeah, you guys having fun? Yeah, this DJ's great. I love it. Oh, wait, now we're really getting into the party. Okay, it's a dope one. Hey, thank you for the call. Olivia, not the one on our show. What's up? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What song is it for you that's kind of sad?
Totally, like, Cancer by My Chemical Romance. Like,
oh, yeah, I got to get your emo on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
see, that just
totally.
That
has, listen to it forever.
That has emo written all over it, but that's a great song. Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I know we're going long in this one, but I just wanted to get another call. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Christina.
Hey, is there a song for you that's kind of sad?
There's actually two of them. The first one is Concrete Angel by Martina McBride.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because a little girl ends up passing away from the abuse of her parents. And then the other one is Mad World by Gary Jules.
Yes.
That song gives me the creeps.
Why does it creep you out?
It's just creepy. It's very dark.
It is creepy. I can't listen to it anymore.
Oh, no. So it went from creepy to scary. Thank you.
Even creepier, I just read a story about there was like a 15-year-old boy in California who killed an 8-year-old.
Oh.
And
Alex.
I'm telling you, hours before the murder, he put a clip of him singing that Mad World in the part where he said, like, the dreams in which I'm dying are the best time I've ever had. He put that on his Instagram story before he murdered that kid. And so now that's burned in my brain.
You know what just happened right here? I'm creating a new term. We've just been Alex. That's when Alex slides some kind of sad murder into anything.
Twisted. And here's the thing. We have warning with Murder Monday, but when she does this, it's like, bam,
boom.
It smacks you across the face. You're like, oh, so we're going to go deep, dark, and twisted
now. All these songs are deep, dark, and twisted.
No.
Oh, my God. Maybe we'll continue this a little bit, but why don't you hit us up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and let us know for you what song is sad so we can cry some, and then maybe we'll feel better about it later.